So far in 2016, the Syracuse Police Department's been dealing with homicides on the city's north and south sides and the high-profile killing of a 21-month-old girl. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler continues to listen to concerns directly from the public.
At a Dunkin' Donuts in Syracuse, Fowler sits down one-on-one with whoever wants to grab a cup of coffee with him and ask questions. Many residents offered condolences to the family of 21-month-old Maddox Lawrence, who was recently killed and her father charged with murder. Residents wanted to make sure the officers that worked on the case were doing okay.
Clearly, this is something that affects everyone, not just the officers. And I just want to make sure that every time I'm asked that question, I bring the family up first. No, we can't forget the family in all of this.
Fowler says that officers have a strong support network. There was talk about violence and drugs in the city, questions on if law enforcement had enough people on staff. And although Fowler says that he himself will retire at the end of 2017, he wants to remind people that he's focused on the job with no signs of slowing.
I plan to be pedal to the metal, just like sprinting across the finish line, just like I've done before.
Until then, he wants to make reducing gun violence a priority and admits last year's 23 homicides was tough on the city. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.